Because you do what you need to do, and if you don't push yourself to learn new things, then you just lose it. Welcome back to Simple Tech Media. We are so excited to be back together again. We are, I was about to say a special guest. She's not a guest. Like, she is the other half of Simple Tech Media, and that's so fun.
I feel like a guest. I've been gone for so long, but don't worry. No. I'm back.
So many people have asked me, where's Nikki? Is she going to come back? And it's people that I don't even always talk to all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really fun. Or people that don't necessarily know you in actual real life.
Right.
And so it's always funny to me to find that comment or that question.
That's
along
sweet.
The way, asking me where Nikki is and if she's going to come back. Because I miss you.
I know.
I have missed you.
I have missed this. I've missed just talking. Listen, I know they don't know this, but I mean, we've been on here just like catching up and talking for the past like hour and a half already. It has we had a lot to catch up on.
We did. So those of you who don't know, Nikki and I worked together for, was it 8 years that you were there?
Yeah, I was there 8. Yeah.
So I was her teacher for a semester and then she mm-hmm. taught alongside me for 8 years. And then we started Simple Tech last year as she mm-hmm. was finishing up teaching at the place where we were both at. And then mm-hmm. we both have had major life changes these last few months. And I am still in Florida and she has moved up north and it's about to be winter. So we're going to see how long girl. That smile stays on her face.
Oh,
over
girl,
the next few months.
Let me just tell you what happened today. It is October 15th. We are still in October, okay? And I walked outside because I take all the little kids. I take them to their cars. So cute. So I walked outside and in the like standing there out of nowhere, it starts just like downpouring ice on my head. And it's like 20 something degrees and I'm freezing. I didn't have a jacket or an umbrella, like ice. It's not snow. It's like, what is that? Sleet, hail, whatever. Sleet. Is it sleet or hail? I don't know. Sleet. Whichever. Listen, I am not a science person. So one of them, sleet, hail, ice, whatever, is like pelting me in the head. And oh my goodness. Like sitting here and I'm like, it's October. Like it's literally, and everyone there is like, you're not in the South anymore. Like, no dip. I'm not in the South anymore. And it's freezing. It is so cold and I just can't. I'm gonna die. Like I'm gonna turn into a popsicle in December.
So we've been working on our merch behind the scenes, which I've been saying for months. Like, you know, at this point, we'll see if it ever actually comes to fruition. But we need to get you a Simple Tech coat, parka or something.
Oh my
so that
gosh.
You can be warm.
Yes, or like a hoodie.
Yeah.
We need to do hoodies, like sweatshirt, crew neck. Yes.
Yes.
I'm thinking of all the things now.
Yes. So while we're on that topic, I just told Nikki this because we've been getting caught up. We have been texting some, but we have mm-hmm. not spoken to each other since the last podcast that we did. So like she said, off camera, we have been chatting it up. But we are official with the state of Florida with our names. So we have Tina Bell LLC. That has been mm-hmm. official for a while. But we do have our official DBAs now of Simple Tech Media and then Simple Tech Virtual Assistant. And I am wanting to get into drop shipping. So I started a shop on TikTok. But the thing that's holding me back from really pushing that is the tax part of it and making sure that mm-hmm. we're doing what we need to for that. So yes. So I need to make sure that we're good for the county that I'm in. And I called City Hall and they did not respond. And I just have not taken the time to go back because I don't always like making phone calls like that. It's nerve-wracking. I need a secretary. So I'm an executive assistant now, but I need somebody to do stuff like that for me. It's different doing it for other people, but then doing it for yourself. It's like, nah, I can push that off. So that's kind of where we're at with that. But once I get the tax part of it figured out, that's when our merch will be live. The merch itself is ready to go. It's the other part, just making sure that we are
safe,
following the laws, you know, doing all of that properly.
Yeah. I ain't trying to go to jail.
Exactly. It's not worth it.
Nope, not today.
We're not even, you know, this has been a very fun hobby, but it's not a hobby worth going to jail for. That is for sure.
Yeah, I don't need to add like jail to my midlife crisis. I would die there.
I'm just going to change the subject because I just can't even imagine.
It's just going to keep going downhill.
Yeah, we're gonna stay out of there. So and that's pivot. What's holding up. Yes. So I did an episode recently where I just talked a little bit about some things that I've seen moving into the virtual assistant realm. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love my new job. I was just saying, you know, we were talking about like dreaming about 10 years from now. And I have stopped and I've thought, okay, but if things were to take off with Simple Tech Media, where does that put me with my other position that I have? Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think I could do both at the same time. I really, really like what I'm doing. I like being able to keep my skills fresh and relevant. And I like that. So long term, I'm looking to stay doing exactly what I'm doing. And I definitely do enjoy that. So I'm just throwing that out there just in case somebody who happens to work in the place where I am now currently working, I do not plan on, you know, like ditching along the way. I don't like learning new jobs often. So if I go somewhere, I'm there to stay for the long haul, at least, you know, until the Lord moves me somewhere else. Right. But it is something that I'm looking for long term. So let's talk to Nikki a little bit. We've already said that she's moved across the country. I told her that I was feeling a little bit like I'm trying to take over her position from the place where we're at. We both have had transition periods. I have joined the church that she was at previously. Mm-hmm. And I actually am still teaching at the place we were at before, just mm-hmm. as adjunct. So I just teach sometimes. I moved into her office. So I'm literally sitting in the seat that she was in for like 7 years, I think. And every day I think, is this how Nikki was and felt whenever she would come to work? Like,
oh my gosh.
No responsibilities. You just show up and you teach. Like, it is the life. And I am absolutely loving it.
Yes. So, I was living the high life. Truly, 100%.
Yeah, like people walk by, they say hi, like wave. I'm like, okay, I'm just waiting for time to go to class. I don't even bring a bag to class with me most days.
Oh, literally,
I just,
same.
Like, walk into class.
Yeah, no books, nothing.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew. Oh, and I now, all man. Of these years, I wish that I knew what you were getting the opportunity to do. And just like, I feel like I'm just vibing. Like I have the Nikki vibe, and
that was literally my life. Yes.
Yeah.
And I would leave. I would get there when I was supposed to teach. I would leave when I was done, but I wouldn't stick around. I would do what I'm supposed to do.
That is just true.
I would. I always did my job. I did it 100%. But then I left and just had the best time ever. You probably, if you have looked in my desk, there's probably still like candy in there from when I gave my students candy. I probably left like Tupperware containers of just candy. I had candy all the time that I would give my students. So there's probably some like treats in there if you look hard enough.
You know, I should probably open the drawer. I don't, my desk before, I had so much stuff, so many books, so many like educational toys and things to bring in for my ed tech class and all the stuff.
Full.
Yeah, my desk is pretty much empty. Like it literally looks like you still still reside in that office. It's pretty funny to me.
That is hilarious.
I guess I should just change my name to Nikki. No, I won't. I won't. There's too many Nikki's in my life, but I think I might need a hat that says vibin' like Nikki. I'm just going to wear it whenever I sit at the desk.
That's hilarious. I'm so happy. That makes me so happy for you. That's awesome.
It's awesome. All right. So give us just a rundown. Now, we never get into the details of our jobs. We do keep things confidential and all of those responsibilities that you take on as an adult and, you know, being respectful. But is there anything that you can give us for an update for your new position, your new job, things that you've seen? Anything you want to share with us, tech-wise especially, but really anything else that you've seen?
So I did move up north, and I am the principal of a school. So a K-12 school, which is something I've never imagined or saw myself doing, but here we are. it is very different. There's a lot of like hats that you have to wear, which a lot of hats. See, I left my carefree vibing life to just take on a little bit more responsibility and decision making and stress. Yep. It does push me on a daily basis to learn or think about things that I would have never even considered before. So I feel like my brain is growing constantly. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I'm always tired. It's just growing. I'm learning new things every day. But this is, everyone's going to be shocked to find out. Everyone who listens to us, Microsoft is my baby. Love anything Microsoft. Well, the place where I work at, they are more Google driven. Mm-hmm. And so like Google Drive and all mm-hmm. the pages, or not pages, I do have a Mac as well, but all of the things with Google. And it kind of translates, but I'm not as quick as I am mm-hmm. with Microsoft.
Right.
So I felt like I had to relearn a whole new program just because I mm-hmm. didn't know exactly where things were or how to do it the fastest way. Cause I don't like doing things if it's going to take a long time. Right. So like cause I know I can do it quickly. Like we've learned all this stuff for a reason. So let's just, you know, bam, bam, shazam, get it out and get it done. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've had to like relearn some of the things, which is good. So now I know a lot of Google. I know a lot of like Mac, like Pages and Keynote, which I never even like wanted to learn before because mm-hmm. I love Microsoft. Mm-hmm. But I did request that I get a Microsoft account because I just need it. So they did grant me that request. So I do have Microsoft. So when I can't figure things out, I just export it to a Microsoft document. And then, my puppy came to say hi. Hi. So that's been good. And I was telling Tina earlier that because I've had to learn a lot of Google Classroom and all of those things that a lot of teachers use, I never used it before because we have our own learning management system that we used at the college. So coming into something that isn't as structured as our learning management system, you kind of make it on your own. I've had to learn all of that, which has been so good and beneficial. And I think that'll be such a good thing for us to do, or me to do a tutorial on.
We just had a disaster with Nikki's new puppy that we can hear a little bit in the background. So if you hear some banging around, it's her new puppy. Can you at least tell us his name?
His name. Okay. So his like birth name is Oliver.
Oh, okay.
And I call him that when he's in trouble. But okay. Most of the time it's just Ollie.
Okay. That's so cute.
He's a mini golden doodle.
Oh my goodness. My brother and sister-in-law and nephews got a golden doodle recently. Mm-hmm. I think he's a golden doodle. He's so pretty. Yeah. But now he's so big.
Oh.
Is yours supposed to say small?
He's supposed to be like medium size. So not like super tiny, but not like the big, like 100 mm-hmm. pound ones. Yeah. And he is teething right now. So the stuff that you hear in the background is him tearing up a towel.
Oh, you know.
I had to give him something to like stay out of here. Cause as you saw, a disaster, that's what he would do. So I had to give him something to just occupy.
You and I are both iPhone users. Have you updated your phone to iOS 18 yet?
You know what? I haven't. And I keep telling myself to do it and then I don't do it.
Yeah, one of the features that I use all the time is the delayed text option that's there now.
And you can delay a text?
Yes. So other phones have had the capabilities. And you could do something like that for an iPhone. And in the past, I've just always gone in and set an automation. And so you can set an automation for your phone so that it can delay, you know, some sort of response. And you can have it do a text in that way. But now you can do it literally right there from your text. Whenever you click on the little plus sign, when you put a text in, it'll put delay or send later or something like that. And then you can click on that, set the time. And then it just kind of sits there. It changes the color of it. So you can see that it's still sitting there. And it's fantastic. And I use it all the time. And I even use it for myself where I just text myself things throughout the day. I don't do it a lot for myself, but it has been very helpful. Yeah. And, you know, I know that there are reminder features, but sometimes it's easier to just send a text really quickly.
Right.
And, you know, because that's open so often. And, you know, I've done that a couple of times, but it's been really nice for my new position and being able to use that. So I think I'm going to do some videos to show the difference in doing an automation, because that's still something that can be very helpful.
Yeah.
On the iPhone, but then also, because that's what I've always done in the past, but now, yeah, you can do it just right there from the text, but you that's have to upgrade awesome. To iOS 18.
Okay. I need to do that.
There are other features that rolled out with it, but that one to me is superior.
So that's awesome.
I enjoyed working with that.
We'll be updating my phone tonight.
Yes. So if you get a text from me ever, anybody, it's probably been automated. But now, you know, when you have that idea that pops up in your mind at like 2:30 in the morning or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like, I can't, you know, do anything about that. Yeah. You just set it and forget it. Is what
that's
you
so cool. That. Oh, that's so set it and forget it. Did they really, they missed an opportunity by not using that catchphrase.
The fact that you don't know what that means shows the difference in our ages. So those of you who I was born in the early 80s. Those of you who are in my generation, you would know. I don't like to claim millennial because I'm like right there on the cusp of that.
Gosh.
But yeah, there used to be a whole thing where it was like, it was one of those like infomercials that would come up and then you would, that was the big thing. Like you would set it and forget it.
Oh so, my gosh. I thought you just made that up on the cuff. I'm like, that is so good.
I am not that good. No.
That's awesome. I was
remembering like late night infomercials from back in the 80s and the 90s. That's
hilarious. Well, hey, you know what? This day and age, they had no idea what it's from. So just claim it. Literally just claim it.
Again, we're not trying to get in trouble with the law here. So we're gonna not do that.
Revert. Just kidding.
You know, we would make sure that it wasn't, you know, trademarked or copyrighted or whatever.
Right. Legally.
If we were going to try to do that. So
right.
But yeah, I've said that now multiple times in the past few weeks, and I don't know why I keep saying it, but it just keeps coming out.
It just sticks. Like that's so good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely.
I love that. That's awesome.
So we have not gone through any of our categories that we normally go through for this. We were just kind of catching up with each other. And this has been such a joy for my soul to be able to catch up with Nikki tonight. It's been fantastic. And we are so glad to let you all join in with us on some of the conversation. And we are so excited to move forward. And I know we say that all the time, like, you know, we're for real this time, like we're going to get this going and we're just going to have to prove to you that we mean what we're saying at this point.
Yeah.
I was kind of reminiscing the last couple of weeks because I initially started Tina Bell the beginning of October last year.
Oh, wow.
And then, so we're coming up to the point where you and I had a conversation that kind of got the ball rolling as I, you know, put out a few videos initially. And then we just kind of like it very organically happened where we decided to work together on this. And even though like we're not making any money from this, like it literally is just something fun for us to work on building our skills at this point.
Yeah.
I have loved all of this. And I'm so excited to see where the future brings us. And if it remains a hobby long term, great. If it turns into something bigger, like that's ultimately like my dream. I would love for us to be able to help as many people as we can. And, you know, we'll see where we go.
I'm excited. We are back and we are better than ever.
We are back and we are better than ever.